This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As the old guitar riff brings us into the next question. Maybe it has an answer, maybe it doesn't have an answer. That's the DJV program, trying to deal with questions and answers. Jennifer and Victoria off today. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm so happy to have her. Sometimes I think that when you get down to brass tacks, the original concept here of DJV was to have two women. One had one opinion about many things, and another had another opinion about things, and so we mixed and matched them. Jay, I find, is a calming, sensitive voice. Sometimes, and I love Jennifer and Victoria, but sometimes they go off the deep end on either side. And then there's Jay, who comes right in the middle and asks questions and adds comments that are, you know, just, okay, wait a minute, I didn't think about it that way. Kind of sobering. And so here's an example of that.
Jay lives. That, Doug.
You're welcome. The fact that you live in Nashville, and I always, when I say, okay, well, what's going on in Kentucky, Jay?
Well, I am only 90 minutes away from Bowling Green, so you're not really far off.
Right. Well, to me, and I know this sounds like an arrogant northerner saying this, well, all the South is the same. It isn't at all. I can hear somebody say, he's always talking about the South. Well, yes, I'm talking about the South. I'm talking about the North, the East, the West. We're in individual circumstances. And we find ourselves now with the Roe v. Wade thing in another unusual case of chaos that will, you know, be a distraction from whatever is going on really in your life that's important. Because let's face it, for most people, this is not life and death. It is for an unborn baby, and it is for some people who have this circumstance or maybe have lived through this circumstance. But according to many, it's all about states' rights. It has nothing to do with the actual abortion. It has to do with what the Constitution says about states' rights and whether the 1973 decision co-opted states' rights. You know, most people don't understand the Constitution. Once again, our educational system fails miserably when it comes to understanding how this country actually works, teaching youngsters how it works. And how it works is easily discernible if you actually look at it. It's kind of like people who say they've read the Bible from cover to cover. Nonsense. If you read the Bible from cover to cover and have some of the negative attitudes that some of you do who are Bible thumpers, you haven't read the Bible from cover to cover at all. Any more than people who read the Quran, they think all Muslims are terrorists. And actually there's much in the Quran, and I don't claim to have read from cover to cover, but I know enough people and trust them who are scholars in this area. And they tell me that the Quran is just like the Bible. There are many aspects of it. They're very peaceful, loving, kind, instrumental. And then there are other things that are either taken out of context or open to interpretation.
Well, and so, people follow the opinions of others. Everyone deserves the right to have their own opinion. The problem is, and this is where social media has become kind of a downfall of things, is because people are sharing their opinion. Again, they have the right to do so, but others are taking another's opinion and taking it as their own without doing their own research and forming their own opinion.
And this is what's wrong with the educational system today. It teaches youngsters what to think rather than how to think. That's why we have the problem that we do. And it boils down to, here's a simple example, talking with Jack Stockwell about the availability of ivermectin over the counter in your state. Now, you can get ivermectin. If you don't remember what ivermectin was about during the beginning, the COVID thing back in March and April and May of 2020, when people were trying to figure out, okay, how do we treat this thing? How do we get rid of it? How do we save ourselves? How do we protect ourselves? Well, ivermectin came to the surface along with a couple of other things. I've forgotten all of them because it may not be important. This the reason I'm having the discussion now is because it shows you what individual states can do. And that's what the Constitution allows and encourages. So the governor there has signed a bill that allows ivermectin to be available over the counter. No prescription necessary. So you can make up your own mind. Not only is the governor for it, but the legislative process overwhelmingly voted in favor of this bill to make ivermectin available. So it speeds recovery. It inhibits inflammation, which is the cause of all illness. Inflammation, by definition, is the cause of all illness. It protects you against organ damage, which some of the drugs that are available now, and this is frankly what I'm concerned about. I have a, thankfully, knock on wood, a strong immune system. The local guy who runs the pharmacy that I use is not a chain. It's a local two, it's got two stores in Framingham. And I go to him, and when I went to get my fourth shot to get a booster, he said, "Why do you want to do this?" I said, "Well, because I want to be protected." He said, "You know, there are a lot of things. This guy's not a wild anything. He's just a very learned, he's got a PhD and an MD, and he's a pharmacist." And he said, "There are questions about this that have not been answered. If I were you, and I know you, and I know that you have a strong immune system, I wouldn't get another booster right now. I don't think you need it, and because there are things in it that maybe will, maybe won't hurt folks down the line. Depends, again, on what we were talking about earlier, Jay, with bodily chemistry and everybody being different.
It's different for people. Some people have allergies to medications.
Well, you had
people
a horrible reaction.
People are allergic to penicillin. And
didn't you have a horrible reaction to one of the shots?
The third shot. The third shot made me so violently ill that I don't even want to get another booster. I feel like I am done. I was so, so sick. And the first shot, I was just run down feeling. The second shot was pretty rough. It was actually a lot rougher than I was expecting it to be. I was not prepared for what that third shot was going to do to me.
I didn't have the second shot. I had a little reaction to. But I didn't have a lot. The third one didn't. The first one didn't faze me at all. The third one didn't. And so I was, in the interest of my family and making sure everybody feels good about, the health and well-being of all of us, I was going to get the shot. He says, "You don't need it, and you shouldn't take it." So I didn't. Now we'll see where it goes. He says when the new flu vaccines, we'll have time to have tested them. In the fall, there'll be a new flu vaccine that'll have what you need for this and all the other flus that may be around. If it's, well mixed, we all know the flu vaccines oftentimes don't hit the mark and, people get the flu. I've never had the flu in my life, thank heavens. And I never had a flu shot till this year. I got one of those too. So, who knows? But go back just for a second to states' rights and choices in ivermectin as an example of what states can do. Abortion is the same thing. What I asked, Jack, and he didn't have an answer for this, I would wonder, it's like marijuana. We were talking about that. States have said yep to marijuana or no to marijuana. So in some cases, if you go across the state border into another state to buy marijuana and bring it back into your state and they catch you, you get arrested because it's not a legal drug or substance in your state. Same could be true for ivermectin. Same could be true for Roe v. Wade. I heard one of the people kicking this around last night saying, "Oh, no! You can get an abortion in Massachusetts, but it's illegal in Missouri. So if you go to Massachusetts to get an abortion and you come back to Missouri and somebody knows that you got an abortion, when you get off the plane, you could get arrested." Now, I'm just using that as a hypothetical, but that's kind of what I hear the arguments about this.
Even if that weren't the case, even if you wouldn't get arrested, a lot of people don't have the resources to travel like that. A lot of people don't have that. And, like, for instance, pot is illegal in Tennessee. Guess what? It still exists here. You're not actually getting rid of pot. You're not getting rid of abortions. You're not getting rid of ivermectin. You're just making it unsafe. And that's why people are dying from – people should not be dying from marijuana. And they are because they're getting it illegally, and it's laced with other stuff, and that's what's causing harm. Abortion, same thing. People are still going to get them. It's just no longer going to be safe. And ivermectin, somebody wants to get it, and it's not legal where they want to get it, and they can't travel somewhere where it would be legal – they're going to still find a way to get it, and it's going to be extremely dangerous.
Yep. So here we are. This is the conundrum we find ourselves in. Plus, for me, as I've said before, and I'm sure I'll say it again, to have one more chaos in this world that's so chaotic, one more problem to deal with, one more thing for families and children to be distracted by at this point is absurd. And these people ought to be sensitive enough to be able to put it aside for a while. They can come up with all kinds of excuses. We're not ready to make a decision. There have been things laying around the court for years and years and years they haven't had any made a decision on. There's nobody that says you have to make a decision. This is the Supreme Court. You make a decision when you all get together to make a decision. So is there nobody there that has enough common sense? Where's Roberts on this? We're not going to take this up now. We'll take it up later. Or we're not going to vote on it now. We'll vote on it later. So that we don't have yet one more thing to divide us. The war, the whole business about COVID, I mean, you name it. We've got all of this stuff. The economy now is on the fritz. And people get enough on their minds to bring this in I think it's absurd for all kinds of reasons. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth. Today is National Teacher Day. This is National Teacher Month. You know that. So we'll think about, maybe we'll have some time in the next half hour to think a little bit about what teaching is all about these days. What do you teach? What do you want your children to be taught? I guess much anything else. That'd be a good question for our social media.
Yeah, I like it.
Right now, a thought for a moment about Calitrin. This is a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that I'm proud to represent and have been for almost six years. It goes back to 1997 when the doctor and the three nurses tested, did all kinds of case studies, and found this healthy weight loss formula to be applicable. And so now after 25 years, Calitrin has become the standard, the safest way to lose weight and keep it off, supported by the stories of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in their journey to better health. So they're grateful to all the folks who continue to support Calitrin and use it, and you should be grateful too because it'll help you lose the weight and keep it off. Very exciting time. So when you go to toploss.com, use the DJV code for checking out. There's no cost for shipping, and you'll get this weight loss formula that honestly works.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there's a big kiss in the social media rounds. Are gossiping about the kiss. Who smooched whom? I think is the question. And so we get to that. I will give you a hint. One of the parties was involved in a concert over the weekend that our own Victoria Keelan went to see. I do not think, however, she saw this. Maybe she did. We'll talk about what Gaga did after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay. So, who's Ken? Who, you know, the old song, there's an old R&B song, Who's Zoomin' Whom? I use that as an expression from time to time, but in this circumstance, who's kissing whom? The correct English is, to whom was the kiss attached? How about that?
It was the Lady Gaga.
Gaga! Intense.
Yes. Lady Gaga. She wrapped up her Vegas residency at Park MGM. Sunday was her final show, and her friend.
She won the Victoria show, right?
Yeah, she was at Saturday's show, because I did. I was about to text her and be like, dude, did you see Tom Cruise? But then it was just the wrong day. She was at Saturday. Tom was at Sunday. And Gaga posted a photo of the two, and she's giving Tom Cruise a kiss on the cheek, and she said, I love you, my friend. Yeah, thank you for coming to see the show last night. Love you, my friend, at Tom Cruise.
So where does Tom Cruise, somebody like Tom Cruise, sit? Does he just sit in the audience?
I wondered that, too. I was totally wondering that, too. I don't know what the theater actually looks like, the Dolby Live amphitheater, but I don't know if there's kind of like box seat settings or a VIP section, or was he backstage? Was he just sitting in the wing behind a curtain?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's always fun to see. That's why we like the Oscars and some of the other award shows, because we see all these people together and we see them in their, who do they have friendships with? Who do they sit with? What do they talk about? You know, all that stuff.
That's why I like the SAG Awards. The SAG Awards are definitely ones that I always will watch. I don't always watch all the other ones, but the SAG Awards I do, because I feel like it is people, all of them really are, they do let their hair down and they're just having fun and they're among their friends and they seem to be a little bit more goofy at the SAG Awards.
Of letting your hair down, I'm going to go back to the Kardashians with your permission for a moment, because apparently Kim had this dress on. It was like $30 million or $4 million, or some big expensive dress.
It was Marilyn Monroe's dress, the exact dress, the actual dress.
It was.
From when she sang Happy Birthday to JFK?
Happy Birthday.
It couldn't be altered because it's, you know, belongs to the museum and everything, so she had to alter her body to fit the dress.
Wowie zowie. Now that's kind of cool. All right, here we are, the cool ones on the DJV show, 28 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The sentencing trial for a Florida school shooter is being delayed to Monday. The next stage of jury selection was supposed to start yesterday, but an attorney for Nicholas Cruz was sick. The 23-year-old pleaded guilty to opening fire at Parkland High School on Valentine's Day 4 years ago. He killed 14 students and 3 employees and injuring 17 others. The jury will decide whether he gets the death penalty or life behind bars. An illegally obtained draft from the Supreme Court by Politico claims the nation's high court is getting ready to strike down Roe v. Wade and let the states decide abortion laws. The Supreme Court is considering a challenge to a Mississippi law that bans abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. It's the case where the draft came from. USFL football week 4 has a game Friday night, 2 on Saturday, and 1 on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Want to show your favorite teacher some love? Staples has you covered.
Covered how?
This week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards on your in-store purchases to give to your favorite teacher for supplies.
So they can stock up on markers and crayons?
Staples has it covered.
Art and cleaning supplies?
Covered. During Teacher Appreciation Week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards for your favorite teacher or school, plus up to 5% back in Staples rewards for yourself. Download the Staples Connect app to sign up for classroom rewards. Valid in-store only, ends 5/7.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Representative Mike Turner from Ohio, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, he was on Newsmax and said that the new disinformation board created by the Biden administration is nothing more than a Democrat propaganda machine paid for by the American taxpayer.
I mean, what we're basically seeing here is what we've seen for years from the Democratic Party is their attempt to go from the spin room to actually grabbing government itself to try to discredit information that it finds unacceptable, it doesn't like, that it tells the truth, or to go against their opponents. We're seeing this now in the information that's coming out as to what the Clinton campaign was really doing with respect to Russia and Trump. But now we also see it with the director for the Disinformation Governance Board and what she's personally said about the Hunter laptop, which we now know and everyone is acknowledging on both sides of the aisle to be accurate. This is just their effort to try to use government and to try to have it with the color to tell people things that they know are not true and to try to sell it and try to suppress these type of stories in the media.
Ohio Republicans will vote Tuesday in deciding a Senate race as the midterm primary season kicks into high gear. Author and venture capitalist J.D. Vance is well positioned in the Republican race to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. The winner is likely to face 10-term Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
HIV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a bug walking around my control room here. What's the story with that? Let's debug everything, including some of the discussions that ought to be debugged, that's for sure. This is the DJV program, D for debug today, and for Doug. The J represented by Jay Kirshner, Victoria and Jennifer are out today, National Teachers Day. This week, National Teacher Week. All kinds of things, your favorite teacher, who inspired you, et cetera, et cetera. Eleanor Roosevelt started all of this. She had as the first lady, she was an advocate for a lot of things, including teachers. She was a teacher herself, and her love of education started when she was a youngster. And I think that's when it has to be that time in your life when you're young and curious. Don't you think, Jay? You've got to, if you don't have a good, solid feeling about learning when you're young, if it isn't valued in your family, then you're going to grow up and have problems, I think.
It's going to be a lot harder for
life's
you.
Life's difficult.
And teachers, especially the teachers, because there are some not-so-great teachers, but
yep.
There are so many amazing teachers. I have to brag on one of my girlfriends for a minute. She works at a school that handles special needs kids. And when I say special needs, I mean in the sense of anger issues, mental health kind of situations. And she gets kicked by her students a lot. Ooh. But she loves them so much. And she, one day, a few years ago, realized that there were a lot of kids that were hungry. They had food insecurities in their family. And she realized that most of adults, they can't function properly. They have attitude issues when they're hungry. Why are we expecting more from kids? So she started a food closet where kids could come in and get some necessities that they needed, not just for their lunch or for while they were at school, but that they could actually take home to their families. Mm. And it's all donation-based, and it is just something that is so wonderful and proof to show that there are so many teachers that care so much about their students, not just what they're learning, but genuinely about their well-being and their family life.
Good for that's a great story. Also, this week is National Arbor Week, Tree Week, if you will. This started back in the 1870s. How many people remember the story of Johnny Appleseed? Raise your hands, please.
Yes, of course.
Johnny Appleseed. Well, humanity's endearment. I hope now at this point, when I think about trees and when I remember learning about trees when I was a youngster in school, we didn't have Earth Day when I was in school. We just talked about the environment, talked about trees. And because I grew up on a farm, I knew about growing things. And oftentimes I would talk, because there weren't many farm kids in Framingham, so I would talk about things and how they grow. So at any rate, thinking about trees and springtime and things and how they grow, the amazing. I take my dear Daisy May out for a walk two or three times a day, and we walk in the park is next to my house. There's a lot of free open land, fortunately. And you walk around, and while Daisy's doing her sniffing, I'm looking up at the trees and seeing the buds and thinking, I really do, I think this way. My children used to laugh at me. But to think about how this all works, and you can count on every spring these buds, and they grow into leaves, and the trees add more cells. It's all cellular structure that started with one cell. And then that little seed that goes into the ground, and it grows and keeps growing and growing. And look at what that one seed does. And I think there's an application of that in lots of different ways in our lives. So we learn a lot. We need to learn about growing, and hopefully that's being done in schools. Keep our fingers crossed for that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's Mother's Day this week, and mothers are on our mind. I hope they are. You've asked some questions on social media about mothers. I'm sure that you've got probably a question or two about teachers, too, that are there that we'll get to over the course of the week. Social media in the form of Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, all there at your service. And the new phone line you'll be able to use starting, I think, tomorrow or the next day. Here is another way for you to engage yourself in our conversations. Here's the best story of the day, as far as I'm concerned. A young boy's woodworking project going viral on social media. So he took this, and as it was spreading out and getting the word spread around, he started to raise money, but it wasn't for him. It was for the children in Ukraine. So maybe you can explain this young fellow, Gabriel Clark, I think is his name.
Yeah, Gabriel Clarkey. He's 12 years old, and his hobby is woodworking. His dad was proud of him and tweeted a link to it. Gabriel started an Instagram account, and it was like 6 followers. And his dad tweeted about it, and it just kind of went viral. Other people started following him. His Instagram account went from 6 followers to over 200,000 followers in 48 hours. And then that got him the idea, because other people started saying, hey, I want to request one of your wooden bowls. He loves making these wooden bowls. And once he received like 20,000 requests for wooden bowls, he decided, you know what? I'm going to just make one single bowl. It's going to be called Gabriel's Bowl for Ukraine, and it will be given out in a lottery to anyone who donates to Save the Children Ukraine. And then it That whole thing went viral again when J.K. Rowling, Nick Offerman, Stephen Fry, they all got attention of this. They posted it to their followers. It went from over $6,000 to over $300,000 for this one bowl that would be given away in a lottery. And the person who won it said that this bowl will be one of the most treasured possessions they own because it represents hope, compassion, kindness. It will have pride and be placed in a special spot in the house. It is incredible. And it's a really sweet bowl. It's wooden. He does a really good job. But this wooden bowl has one thin blue line and then right below it, one thin yellow line to represent the flag of Ukraine. Yeah. And it is just, it is awesome. And then here's kind of a disappointing story. His social media account, his Instagram account, a couple days ago was hacked. Clarky_Woodwork. His Instagram was hacked, and when they got access back to it, all of the photos and all of the stories had been deleted. So he lost all of that content, but he started posting some more stuff, and he reposted just a few hours ago the bowl for Ukraine. This kid at 12 years old, and how amazing. Yep.
See, that's the good side of things. In a moment, we're going to meet a lady who is a teenage dropout, a welfare mother, and how she changed her life. As we all know, you can, if you put your mind to whatever your circumstances is, or whatever your circumstances are, you can change them. This lady's a great example of that. We'll talk to her after this.
Blue HR. I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right, there are always great stories to tell. 43 past the hour, by the way, in the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and a lady named Cynthia Ocelli is here with us to tell the story about how she moved herself out of where she was into a place that was the right place for her. We all know there's a lot of negativity in the world. There's a lot of judgment aimed at people who, like her, have these problems, and most of them are not of her causing or not of anybody who's going through this. Most of it, not the fault. It's not about blame. It's about fixing the problem. So, Cynthia, welcome to the DJV program. Happy to have you here to tell your story. Tell us about what it was like when you were a youngster. What did you grow up in and around?
I'm happy to, Doug. Thank you so much for having me. I'm loving this show. It's just amazing. For me, my story, how I started and what I really want to share with everyone is I really came out with the odds stacked against me. And like you said, it's not really about blaming. We all are born into circumstance, and we can't control what that is. And for me, I was born into an environment. I'm biracial. I was born into a white family that really wasn't happy to have me. So I grew up with a lot of direct messaging about how inadequate and inferior I was, and I internalized that and took that out into the world. So as a teenager, I'm living that, I'm believing that, and even though I was a very intelligent child, I was so socially awkward and wounded that I chose to drop out of school, and I went to where people wouldn't judge me, and that happened to be to the ghetto next door to the town I lived. And I hung out with all the people you would never want your daughter to hang out with. And I made all the decisions you wouldn't want your daughter to make. And by the time I was 19, I was living on welfare. I had a baby, and I realized that my child would now continue the path that I had created for myself. and put him on. And that led me to question everything.
Well, that's really kind of what this is all about. Some people can, some people can't. You have. So how many years has it been since you started to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and realize that what you were living wasn't for you? And, you know, you were on your own, so you didn't have anybody preaching to you. You had to kind of figure it out for yourself. And that's really, when you get down to brass tacks, Cynthia and Jay, the limitations that we place on ourselves, yes, they can be. I had them when my father used to say to me, you know, be satisfied with what you've got and don't make waves. And so that didn't seriously impact me. What was going on with you? It did. So what, you know, those beliefs, you had to take them one by one and throw them out the window.
Absolutely. And I think there's something redeeming for anyone who feels like all hope is lost and they're at the bottom. When you're there, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So it really makes a lot of sense to step in the direction of possibility, even when you don't believe, because we absolutely can. And I don't believe that there's any one of us who cannot make a positive change for ourselves. It's that we believe we can't, or we believe that we are stuck in a victim circle, and then we accept that and we stay there. So for me, it took me about, it was actually 5 to 6 years. I read a lot of books. I read spiritual books. I read self-help books. I became a sponge for everything positive, and I just put an iron fist down against all things that were negative. So I would look at people, and they would give me advice, and I would say, huh, do I want their life? And when I didn't, I would just let that advice go and not take it. And I had to dig into all those things I believed about myself, the things that we all believe. I'm not enough, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not pretty
enough.
I'm
not a member of the club. I don't, you know, there's all of that stuff. So now you've done this all, and I'm guessing it wasn't all just you. You must have had some mentors along the way, people that you met who realized that you had a lot of potential. And, you know, this program talks a lot about that sort of thing in and out of various issues. So was there one person or a group that said, hey, Cynthia, this isn't for you. You better change and we'll help you.
You know, there was some of everyone, and that's the way the world is. So what you're looking for, you're going to find. I was looking for someone who was doing well so that I could model myself after them. And I learned that if I helped them with whatever they were doing, so whether they were fundraising or helping children or creating content that inspired people, if I volunteered to help them, I could also benefit from them. So it's really important to have that reciprocal ethic. You can't expect someone to come and rescue you, but you can co-create your own rescue.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And really turn away from the negative. Yeah.
So you've written some books. You do a lot of motivational speaking now. If we want to find some of your books, I'm guessing they're on Amazon. It's obvious that you've had to write about a number of things, and they've been impactful. So, you know, where do we go to find some of this stuff? You've given us enough of a carrot, so now where do we go?
The best place to find me right now is on my podcast. It's called Rewritten, and its entire focus is rewriting the toxic limiting beliefs that you hold. That's, you can get it anywhere you get your podcast. It's Rewritten with Cynthia Ocelli, Pandora. Also, I have a website, CynthiaOcelli.com.
Okay, last name spelled O-C-C-E-L-L-I. Rewritten is the podcast. I think, you know, you'd make a perfect guest at some convention. People that need to be motivated. That's a great way to get motivated. Good luck to you. And I'm glad we had a chance to hear some of your story. Cynthia Ocelli, hear it. 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Recognize this theme. Actually, it goes back to the 1980s. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We always bring in other entertainment issues and stories as well. So, am I right? It was the 1980s for Dallas, wasn't it?
It started. I think it started in the late 70s. It ran in 91. This day in TV history, Doug, May 3rd, 1991, the 356th episode and final episode of the hit TV show Dallas aired on CBS. I got to tell you, I was a big fan of the show. I loved it. I thought Larry Hagman was iconic, one of the greatest characters of all time, alongside Carol O'Connor's Archie Bunker, in terms of Hall of Fame pop culture TV characters. But I will say the last few seasons of Dallas were not good TV, although the last episode was pretty good. They brought in Joel Grey, who was a Broadway actor, to play J.R. Ewing's Angel and did a reflection on his entire life. It ended where you thought J.R. Ewing killed himself. It was a gunshot to his head. You didn't see it, but they later brought back the show couple decades later in syndication. I thought Larry Hagman was just as good when they did that, but he was great as J.R. Ewing.
Hasn't CW recreated or tried to recreate that show and some of the other evening soaps
It wasn't CW. It was another syndicated network that brought Dallas back for a couple seasons. Larry Hagman took sick and wound up passing away, so it wasn't on the final season. But I love Patrick Duffy as Bobby Ewing, equally as good. He was also really good on that show. But it was the longest running show other than Gunsmoke, 356 episodes. That's a lot of TV, Doug, for an hour drama.
Well, then now the Law and Order, all those Law and Order shows are getting into that territory as well. The 300, the SVU had a 300th episode sometime this season. They brought back the original Law and Order which had well over 300 episodes. You're right, though. Gunsmoke lasted the longest, I think. Bonanza was like second on that list. And yep. Dallas was in there.
Here's what's interesting about perception and acting. If you look at Larry Hagman, a lot of people knew him before that as Major Nelson on I Dream of Jeannie, right?
Right. So he played lots of bad guys in movies, though, before that. He was always a bad guy.
The thing is, he got a break, right, in that role, and he made it his own. Same way as sort of Bryan Cranston did on Breaking Bad. He was a, you know, sitcom star on Malcolm in the Middle. Somebody said, hey, let's cast him in this role, and, you know, one of the greatest TV performances of all time, Bryan Cranston.
Well, you could say that about the West Wing. The West Wing originally was about the character that was played by, the actor's name that had become iconic. Anyway, no, the other one. His name is everywhere.
Martin Sheen?
No. Well, Sheen became the main character, but that wasn't the way the show was designed.
I got you. Okay.
You know, but as it... It turned out Bradley Whitfield, that's who I was thinking about.
Yeah, Bradley Whitfield, really, I like him a lot.
Was supposed to be the main character, and then Rob second, and what's-her-face, who played in The Mom Show, they were supposed to be the lead characters. And Martin Sheen came out of the box so strong, and people so liked the character, he became the main character.
Well, they go in the writing room and they write for him. Here's a story I want to bring up. Louis Letterman, a director who did the Transporter movies and a few other films. One was The Hulk. Reportedly will be brought on to direct Fast and Furious 10 after director Justin Lin left the project due to what they call creative differences.
Now, Tell us the real story.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of leaks now on the net from some of the executive producers saying that the reason he left is that he could not stomach the behavior of Vin Diesel anymore, and saying that he showed up late on set, was out of shape, was disrespectful. Some of the things that Dwayne Johnson
said about him.
That franchise. Now, I don't know if this is accurate or true, but if it is true, it's pretty sad because, as I said to you off air, there's a saying in life, you should appreciate the good opportunities and graces that you have, and this is an example of somebody just literally defecating on tremendous potential.
When you look at all the other actors, though, of the other actors who have become more household, they've become more successful because of their appearances there, it kind of is spitting on them as well because their careers...
But if you look at Vin Diesel's career, he doesn't really work much outside this franchise because he really doesn't have to.
Doesn't have to.
Probably pockets $10 or $20 million of film because I'm sure he's got participation.
Like at least, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's a great lesson in life, actually.
I got one more thing. Maverick Top Gun will hold its world premiere tomorrow in San Diego and then screen at the Cannes Film Festival May 18th, released in the U.S. May 27th. And the Lady Gaga song Hold My Hand was just released from that movie.
59 passed.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.